大家好，欢迎收听可可英语笑话专栏。先看今天的单词 absent-minded 心不在焉的 business trip 出差 portable 便携的手提的 spouse 配偶 combination 密码组合 anniversary 结婚周年 an absent-minded husband I was accompanying my husband on a business tripHe carried his portable computer with him, and the guard at the airport gate asked him to open the case. It was locked, and the man waited patiently as my embarrassed spouse struggled to remember the combination. At last, he succeeded. "Why are you so nervous?" I asked him. My husband confessed, "The numbers are the date of our anniversary."
心不在焉的丈夫。我陪丈夫一起出差，他带着他的手提式计算机。机场出口处检查员要他打开包，我耐心地等着我那窘迫的丈夫设法回想起暗锁的密码。最后他终于想起来了。
你为什么那么紧张呢？我问他。
密码是我们结婚纪念日，他承认道。
好了，我们来解析一下原文。
Absent-minded 心不在焉的，大家知道 absent 是缺席的意思， mind 是心思想法的意思，那么心思缺席了指的就是心不在焉了。怎么样，很好记吧？
accompany 陪伴也有伴随的意思，例如 thunder accompanies lightning 雷声伴着电闪。它还有补充的意思，
he accompanied his speech with gestures，他演讲时附带着做手势。 Portable 便携的， Portable computer 就是手提式电脑。做名词的时候呢，它有便携式计算机或电视机或收音机的意思。
Succeed 做不及物动词时有成功的意思，做及物动词时则有接在什么什么后面的意思，例如
A silence succeeded his words，他的话说完后便是一片寂寞。
Confess 承认， Confess 加名词或动名词就是承认某事的意思。
I must confess that I didn't understand a word she said， 我得承认我一点也没听懂她说的话。
Anniversary 结婚周年，也可以指表示纪念日，比如
Celebrate the 55th anniversary of the founding of the People's Republic of China.
庆祝中华人民共和国成立55周年。好了，今天的笑话讲完了，祝大家天天好心情。